How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
Ingles inbounding to Hayward at the top. 3 seconds. Rolls to his left with two. Steps back for the win. Got it! The Jazz win in Dallas on a Gordon Hayward left side game winner.
You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
It is Locked On Jazz for the 3rd of July, a special holiday edition because it's meeting day. Jazz and Hayward get together in San Diego. We talk about it next, plus update you on all the rest coming up on Locked On Jazz. How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. Thanks very much for tuning in to today's special July 3rd edition of Locked On Jazz. I don't know how many of you are actually going to hear this because of the fact that it's a special edition and you may not be working, but I thought for those of you that do hear it, there was a big enough desire that I should throw something out there quickly. Today's show is unsponsored, but if you'd like to be a sponsor of Locked On Jazz, you can email me at dlock09@gmail.com. That's dlock09@gmail.com. We'd love to have you aboard. We've got great audience numbers, super response to clients, and would be glad to have you aboard as we head into this off season coming up. All right, so let's just get into the big issues. The meeting is today. If you follow Rudy Gobert's Instagram, it sure seems as though he's in Los Angeles. Joe Ingles is in Los Angeles from doing his contract there. I would suspect that he probably attends. And I'm aware of one, if not two other players that are, I think, on schedule. Now, you know, there's always logistics and who knows. So the Jazz are bringing a contingency that includes the front office, that also includes having some of the players that would be the future of this organization with Gordon together. There were some questions of why San Diego. My comment would be like, why wouldn't you do San Diego? That's where his kids are. It's where his family is. And there's nothing in Utah he needs to come see. You can send videos of the upgraded basketball center if that's important, but there's no reason to make him spend a day away from his family. That would be the exact opposite thing that the organization would want to do. And frankly, I think San Diego is becoming one of the Jazz better selling points. It's not the basketball and winning aspect of things. But it is that if San Diego has become important to the Haywards, which I think they really are enjoying their time there, then we're talking about when Gordon goes on a four-day road trip and Robin and they have the financial wherewithal, they just grab a private jet and fly into San Diego and get to their house in San Diego. You can do that from Salt Lake in an hour. You can't do that from Boston or Miami with any ease. So I would argue it actually might be San Diego might be really one of the Jazz selling points. The Jazz have done everything that they probably could this offseason. I don't think they could have signed, you know, a marquee free agent yet. They don't have the money to do it. League rules. Not that they're not willing to spend it, just league rules. So by trading for Ricky Rubio, re-signing Joe Ingles, I think everything's gotten their way. Paul George ending up in Oklahoma City is better than ending up in Boston. I know that we can talk about how crazy the West is, and to some extent, that's the only really negative aspect of what the Jazz have right now is that they're in the wrong conference. But every projection on the Jazz right now has them right knocking on the door of San Antonio and Houston. So when you start to, you know, compare who the Jazz are, in the West, and as good as Denver just became adding Paul Millsap, though I have some doubts on that, but it's only a two-year deal with an out, but still I have some doubts on it. As good as Oklahoma City has become with Paul George, and I have less doubts on that. And as good as Houston's become with Chris Paul, and I've got some doubts on that. And as good as San Antonio always is, and as good as Minnesota's become with Jimmy Butler, and I don't have many doubts on that, other than just some of their other aspects in youth, is the fact that you have the Jazz are a team that is upgraded considerably with Ricky Rubio from George Hill. That's an important one. If you look at the, you know, 538 has their Carmelo projections. Ricky Rubio is projected by 538 as a borderline all-star, which is surprising. But the difference between having a 26-year-old point guard and a 31-year-old point guard is a pretty considerable difference. And that, I don't think you can underestimate what the Jazz just did there. Moreover, if you look at I emailed Kevin Pelton last night. He's going to write about this. But if you look at Kevin Pelton's warp projections, so that's wins above replacement level. Rubio, over the next three seasons, is a 23.5 warp, wins above replacement player. 8.7 next year. Hill was a 6.4 next year. 7.2 to Hill's 5.3. 7.6 to 4.6. 23.5 compared to Hill's 16.4. So every advanced metric is showing that Ricky Rubio is a significant upgrade for the Utah Jazz at the point guard position. And so when you start to take that from a team element of things, it gets pretty crazy how good the Jazz are. Now, Pelton hasn't finished all of his research, but I asked him just to do a quick run-through for me. And he said, hey, this involves a slightly unrealistic assumption that we use the room exception. And somewhat of a, you know, it hasn't been there's only 1,230 wins for a season, and I don't think he's figured out that. But just running a very quick, rudimentary Jazz model with Ricky Rubio as your point guard, Gordon Hayward as your three, and maintaining everybody else, the Jazz win 56 games next season, 57 the year after, and 60 in 2019-20. So, you know, what is being put together here by Dennis Lindsay and the Jazz is a team that's going to win, continue to win, and win more as time goes on. Now, and as dominating as the West looks right now, and there's a bunch of teams that are going to look good, lots can happen between now and then. Obviously, Minnesota looks like they have a very bright future. Denver looks like they have a very bright future. But this Oklahoma City thing may or may not still be together. It might be the Lakers by then, frankly. San Antonio's not going to hold together. Chris Paul in 3 years is not a force. So the future projection on the Utah Jazz looks as good, if not better, than just about, you know, many others. Yeah, the West is loaded. But when you start to look at what Kevin Pelton did, and again, it's rudimentary, and he's going to write more about it, so please make sure you give him the links. But 56 win next season, 57 win in 18-19, 60 wins in 1920, and you have Rubio, who over the next three seasons is a significant upgrade over George Hill. Moreover, you really now have started to line up some age issues here for the Jazz core, being Rudy Gobert, who I think is awfully close to a top 10 player in the NBA, a 26-year-old Ricky Rubio. He'll turn 27 in the first week of the season this year. His birthday's October 21st with the early start. So he'll turn 27. Rudy Gobert is 25 or 6, right? 25, just turned. And Gordon Hayward is 27. I mean, now you've got three guys right in the prime of their career as the core that you're piecing everything together. All of them, if Hayward signs, under contract for at least two seasons. And in the case of Hayward and Gobert, longer. And hopefully you have Ricky in an environment where he wants to stay. Rubio is a great pickup. I did the podcast with Alan Horton. But, the other choice for the Jazz at this point was either a 31-year-old George Hill, which might have been fine. I'm a big George fan. His market has clearly dried up. But there's obviously, we're not the only ones who seem to have some concern on signing a 31, 32-year-old point guard. And moreover, one of the things I talked about with George Hill was because his agent situation is a little non-traditional, is the fact that you weren't certain that you would be able to know where he stood as of last night. And I think that's probably true. I'm not sure that you knew what you were able to get done with George going into. And more importantly, Ricky Rubio is an upgrade, according to every advanced metric, not my opinion, every advanced metric to George Hill. Re-signing Joe Ingles is important for about 12 reasons. One, commitment. Two, what he means to this basketball team and the head coach. Three, what he means to the camaraderie of the group, which is really important. And the dude can play. And then, if you recall, and kind of look in a little bit, remember he gets a hand injury in the 15-16 season. In Charlotte, he gets hit in the hand. When he gets healthy from that, if you go take his, go back to March of 2016 and run it all the way through this last year. So, you're basically taking 100 games. The sample size, I'm just trying to increase the sample size. He's a 44% three-point shooter. He did it for 1 year. And if you just take his 750, which is the number, he's at 40%. 40% three-point shooters are hard to come by. Did the Jazz overpay? Maybe a little. But at some point, when you know you're going to get it, when you know what it's going to take to get a guy, if it's going to cost a few extra million, why fiddle with it? Particularly, you know what? If he has an impact in a meeting today, then he is worth his weight in gold. Absolutely. So the big picture is the meetings today. I would say that the Jazz have done to this point what they could do for this offseason. We'll see what that means, right? Why would Hayward leave at this point? The East is easier. Some sort of stylistic something with one of these other teams that Spoelstra or Brad Stevens kind of got him to buy into. I've talked about this a lot. The only team with any scars or any negative experiences you might have is the team you've been on, right? You don't know anything negative about Boston or Miami. That's just the reality of incumbency. And the third, and maybe the most important one, and wants something new. Perfectly legit. Wants something new. But from a standpoint of team building, what's been put together, a remarkable job by Dennis Lindsay and the Jazz. Summer League starts today. One pick versus three pick at 5, and then the Jazz at 7. Donovan Mitchell's looked really good. Tony Bradley looked fine. He's got a longer way to go. He's 19. But Donovan Mitchell has looked really, really good. We'll see. We'll see if that parlays out there. All right, that's kind of just what I wanted to do, was hit on a few of the things. There's a ton of news. There's more to do on some of those other days. The other thing I was going to do today, and I'm not sure if I have the time to get it done, No, I'll do that a different day. I have a really interesting Joe Ingles conversation about Ricky Rubio and his life and some things like that, but I'll do that on Wednesday. All right, thank you for tuning in for a quick meeting edition of the Locked On Jazz podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network.
Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.